This week marks the 75th anniversary of Orson Welles' legendary radio broadcast of The War of the Worlds. His story about a Martian invasion of a small New Jersey town caused mass panic in 1938 America, and it made international news a day after it aired here. But those headlines still didn't prevent fear and havoc in other parts of the world when copycat productions aired years later. Ibi Caputo, reporter here at WGBH, has our story.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
In retrospect, it was an unbelievable story. But at the time, across the U.S., people believed that a monster from Mars had crushed and burned nearly 7,000 people within minutes. Writer John Gosling is an expert in all things War of the Worlds. He says during the golden age of radio, Orson Welles captured a moment of vulnerability in the country, with the Great Depression still underway and the fear of Nazis growing.
The basic story is scary enough. You know, Martians are coming and they're going to destroy us and suck our blood and kill us and poison us. And, you know, it's a scary concept, but you can localize it so very, very well.
And Welles created a formula that could be easily replicated, which is exactly what happened again and again in Chile, Brazil, Portugal. Gosling calls it lightning in a bottle. In his book, Waging the War of the Worlds, he examines the history of the original broadcast and its many takeoffs, the deadliest of which happened in Quito, Ecuador on February 12, 1949. The popular music of Gonzalo Benitez started the Quito broadcast, and then, just as in the original, the music was interrupted by someone rushing to the mic with the news that Martians were invading, smothering neighboring cities with gas. Soon, other radio stations began repeating the story.
Something really quite horrible then happened.
Gosling says panic ensued. Priests were leading people in prayer on the streets. When the radio station realized what was happening, they issued on-air disclaimers, but that only made some people angry. About 300 people marched on the station, which was housed on the upper floor of the local newspaper.
They blocked all the exits. They hurled flaming torches into the basement, setting the presses on fire and all the chemicals down below on fire. They prevented the police from intervening. One of the actors was a broke character and pleaded on air for help from the authorities. But by all accounts, the authorities weren't there to help because the authorities, the police and military, had left town to go and fight the Martians.
At least six people died in the fire, and the broadcast tape was lost. There were other remakes of The War of the Worlds that caused minor panic, like the 1958 remake that aired in Portugal. The Lisbon War of the Worlds aired on a Catholic radio station. When people started getting worried, the police called the station and ordered the broadcast stopped. But the team of actors thought the police were joking. Who would be so gullible to fall for this again?
What then happened was that the military guys ended up in the station with guns, ordering them to stop. So they were literally stopped at gunpoint.
Portugal is a deeply religious country, where visions of the Virgin Mary are believed to have occurred. So Gosling says, coming as it did on a Catholic radio station, a tale of impending apocalypse wasn't so far-fetched. But could it happen again? Gosling thinks if we aren't careful, it could. In this golden age of social media, he says people often don't know what to believe. For The World, I'm Ibi Caputo.